And I just put the zoning layer on just for any benefit. Here's the pictometry view. The home coming through tonight is the one on the left. There's the entrance off of 176. That's from the top of the driveway, picture of the home, and then I just kind of zoomed out, took a picture of the drive with both homes. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Amber English. I am here on behalf of 111 Gar Road to try to get our home that's owned by my family. We live on a family ranch. The house right next to 111 is my house, and it's surrounded. Everything to the east of 176 is my family's ranch, so it's surrounded by family. So we're trying to get a special use permit for that house.
Do we have any board members have any questions for this applicant?
Correct. Everything to the east of Highway 176. Yeah. On all sides. We don't own on the other side of the highway. My grandmother's house. Yeah. My Dwayne Gar and Lois Gar. Yeah. They're my grandparents.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Do we have anybody in the audience to signed up to speak for this applicant? Do we have anybody to speak against this applicant? Seeing none. Anybody here want to make a motion to approve or deny this applicant?
I'll try it again.
We have a motion for approval from Doug.
I'll second that one.
And we have a second from George. All those in favor of this applicant, please raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye.
See none opposed?
Was it 6-0? None opposed? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is 21-021, conditional use permit. Rhonda Hauk? Okay.
This picture.
Okay.
The driveway, this is no longer there.
Right,
that
I was there.
Moved.
I think I got some pictures of it,
okay.
too. But
okay.
Do you have one for each of them, or just pass it?
I have several.
Okay. We'll let you pass those out. So applicant Rhonda Howe is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for night and rental use in an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 360 Cathy Street. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 100 feet by 120.5 feet in size. It is lots number 2 and number 3, block 17, located in the Long Beach subdivision. Currently has a single family home built in 1950. Property served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is from Cathy Street. So State Highway T all the way to the end, the Long Beach area. Just across the river from Forsyth, but it's a long long route to get back there. So here's our subject parcel. That's actually two lots, lots number two and lots number three. So a couple of approvals for special use permits. We had one here in 2018, and then you just recently heard one here, which would be a conditional use permit. This one's a special use permit, and this one's a conditional use, both for nightly rental. Picture of the home. You can see that the parking area has been enlarged quite a bit. I think I've got some more pictures of that. I'm standing on Cathy Street now, looking back to the east. You can see where the septic system was out. They had some clean out areas there to find it.
There are risers, but they're hidden.
Yeah, are they? Okay.
Yes. Yes, I've got pictures, and there are even risers.
Oh, good deal. So I kind of went around the house, took some photos. This is our common residential line that I mentioned to her that we would probably look at for some kind of buffering that she'll present. Then I looked back to the north and then just went to Kathy and got you another picture. Then as I was driving out, I just turned back and got a picture of it from a distance. And then the standard conditional use permit staff recommendations would be no more than four people or eight people because of a three bedroom, and then need parking for four vehicles. And that I would turn it over to the applicant.
We have made parking probably for eight people. I mean for eight cars. Of course there won't be eight cars, but there is probably enough space for eight. There are about three more houses that I'm told are pended, and they're going to try to do nightly rental also. So that area, a lot of that area is becoming nightly rental. If you're familiar with that area, there, not long ago, it wasn't very nice. It was, you know, pretty run down. But there's been enough nightly rental going in there that it looks really nice, and it's improving the property. And our neighbor that you showed, he is aware that we want to do nightly rental, and he's fine with it. In fact, we found out he is from our hometown, or has been to college in our hometown. And he knows that we need to put a buffer. And we've talked about the buffer. In fact, I'm going to have them tell me where they want that buffer because there's not an exact line. So we're okay with whatever he says, and that's what we'll do, whether that's a fence or that's tall trees. We've also talked to the fire department, and they've told us what we needed to do for them to approve it. Yes. It doesn't belong to this property. But we are paying to be able to use the to put the boat in. But the house has been improved, but we're even making it even nicer. And we do have another nightly rental, actually two, and so we're familiar with what we have to do. And we have someone on hand at all times to help take care of stuff that breaks down. And so I think that it'll be a wonderful place for a nightly rental.
Anybody else got any questions for this applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to or signed up to speak for this applicant?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My name is David Hughes. I am the sales director for Turnkey Vacations, as well as Vacasa Vacations. We're going to be managing Phil and Rhonda's property. And I want to point out a few things that we do that makes us different. We have decibel monitors in each home that prevent loud noises. So we strive to be good neighbors, right? There's a neighbor living there 24/7 next door, right? So we want to make sure we are being good neighbors to that people. If there's any sort of loud noises or concerns, or like the lady spoke behind me earlier, if something like that happens, our team gets notified right away, and we go out to the house. All the neighbors around the properties will have the phone number to our property, what we call caretakers. And their job is simple, is to make sure the property is being maintained and our guests that are staying there are behaving. Okay. Every single guest that goes into the home, we do screen them. So it's not your typical nightly rental company where we just get someone off Airbnb or Vrbo. Even though we use those platforms, we do have a program called Idology that screens for stolen credit cards, screens for past bad neighbors. Airbnb and Vrbo have a program where it's basically, I don't want to say a blacklist, but people have stayed in properties before that have either had complaints, stuff like that. We have access to those things. If they come up on the platform that they've had any issues in the past, we don't let them stay in that property. And about 20% of everyone that tries to stay in our homes here in Branson, they get denied, actually. You know, Phil and Rhonda, I've known them for a bit. They're great people. They're not doing this to become filthy rich off it. They're doing